You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. To try to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Governor Whitmer issued an executive order asking Michigan residents to stay safe and stay home starting on March 24th. But how do you obey that order when you don't have a home? Reporter Laura Herberg was working on a story at the State Fair Bus Transit Center in Detroit, and she was approached by a man wearing a bright yellow jacket, garden gloves, and a mask that was so worn out it was translucent in parts. That man's name is Jerome Driscoll.
You were shooting a movie or something?
Oh, no. I'm with the radio station. I'm just talking to folks, checking in. Mm-hmm. How are you doing during this pandemic?
Holding on, sweetheart, holding on. Trying to keep warm.
Yeah, tell me what you're doing to stay safe.
Going here and there, going in the abandoned house, checking me a little blanket or something, and go to sleep.
So are you homeless then?
Yep, staying away from people right about now. I had a little house. I was squatting in it and they came and shut it down. And I had my electricity on. I've been out here about a week.
Who shut your house down and why?
I was in an abandoned house. So actually it was city owned. So they came in and just shut it down. I had lights on illegal. I called myself living good. But you never know. You can be up one minute, down next minute. I'm going to make it though. Right now, I'm just riding around trying to keep warm. That's what a lot of people doing while they're riding the buses. They're trying to keep warm. Sometimes the bus drivers be rude because they know that's what you're doing. So you wait for the next one and then keep going around until you keep warm. Then go to a shelter and get you something to eat or something. I called the shelter to get in, but all the shelters crowded.
So where are you going to sleep tonight?
I got a little abandoned house I found. I'm going to go in. I got a blanket in to go in there. Cover up and keep warm. Well, if it was warm, it would be no problem. But it's kind of chilly. You get dropping down to 32, and that's one time.
So how are you? So everybody's saying part of staying safe right now is washing your hands. So how are you washing your hands?
Well, I wash my hands. I got me some water. Give me if I can find water, anything. Pick them up and keep it. I keep me some soap, and I try to keep wash my hands and face at all times. At all times, I keep my gloves on. You see, I got a mask on. I don't want to die like the next man, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully this plague will be over. I don't know when it's going to be over, but hopefully it'll be over.
This pandemic is scary to all of us right now, but I can't imagine on top of dealing with the pandemic, you're dealing with not having a home right now.
Right. My phone is down. I'm going to go down to the shelter tomorrow and find out. I'm going to ask them because I use their phone and find out why my phone cut off. It just suddenly cut off. And I don't know what the problem is, so I'm going to go find out tomorrow. You know, just trying to survive, you know, and then you got to go. You can't cook you nothing regular to eat. I done lost about 30 pounds. I don't have no stove or refrigerator, so I have to go in these little gas stations and stuff and buy a little hot sandwich, and they want $4 or $5, and all that you get is like $200 on your bridge car. And about 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be gone. You know what I'm saying? You just try to survive. What can you do?
That was Detroit resident Jerome Driscoll speaking with reporter Laura Herberg at the State Fair Transit Center in Detroit.